first person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Patrice Vacchioni anticipates a spring blossom.
Once upon a time, I had a friend whom I'll call W. Of all the people who've lent me their ear, no one's ever quite listened the way W used to. She held nothing back. Not only were her ears upon me, but her eyes, and most especially a divinity that coursed through her. She listened like a nun prays. In my despair, she honored the qualities, truth, and beauty of sorrow, for W knew more than a little about sorrow herself. Once upon a time, we went on a holiday and drove out toward the Santa Lucia Mountains. It was late spring, and the flowers must have thought a gala ball was about to begin. Everyone was dressed in their best bonnets, shoes polished brilliant green. I wanted to know the name of every flower. W knew them all. In response to my pointing at a bush chock full of orange tubular flowers, W pressed her thumb and forefinger together, pursed her lips, and acted as if her fingers were stuck together. Then she made that ee-oo-oo, unmistakable monkey noise, her face gesturing right along with her voice. I bent over laughing at her charade, but being a bit dense, I hadn't the vaguest idea of the name of the flower she was acting out. Finally, she relented. "Sticky monkey flower," said W. No matter how many years away from her I am, the flowers soon to be in bloom will bring her back.
Patrice Vacchioni is a writer and poet living in the Monterey Bay area. If you would like to share your opinion or a story, send 240 words to firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org. This program was produced by Guy Lanier and Mathilde Rand.